Christ could not be bought. When the tempter offered to Christ the kingdom and glory of the world, he was proposing that Christ hold dominion subject to Satan. This was the same dominion on which the hopes of the Jews were set. They desired the kingdom of this world. But Christ declared to the tempter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Christ would not be bought. He had come to establish a kingdom of righteousness, and he would not abandon his purpose. With the same temptation Satan approaches men, and here he has better success than with Christ. He offers them the kingdom of this world on condition that they will sacrifice integrity, disregard conscience, indulge selfishness, and acknowledge his supremacy. Satan says, "Whatever may be true in regard to life eternal, to make a success in this world you must serve me. I can give you riches, pleasures, honor, and happiness. Do not be carried away with notions of honesty or self-sacrifice." Thus multitudes consent to live for self, and Satan is satisfied. But he offers that which is not his to bestow and which is soon to be wrested from him. In return he beguiles them of their title to the inheritance of the sons of God.